Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, topic of cups and zakah blood. This is V'siyata D'Shemayah, the third shir. And we said the pshat in the Man De'Amar of kovza zakah blood. The reason you have to relight it is because of the svara hayidua of the Heilige Mugei Yosef. That's Yisha Mishim Chitzav. Pshat is that it's your Baba Kamachov base, that your fire is like your arrows, which means that every second you're shooting arrows. This fire is like you're lighting it every second. So you have to light the Neres Chanukah every second of Chanukah. Every second of the Zman Hadlaka. And you did your mice, it's very nice, but if it goes out, then you have to relight it, because you have a chiyuv mitmashech. You have a continuous chiyuv to make sure that the candles are lit, because you have a chiyuv every second to relight it and relight it and relight it. That was the svar that we said. So he did his mice, it's very good, the mice, he did the mitzvah, but he has, every second, he has a chiyuv shezei yitmashech. If it goes out, he has to make sure that it continues. He has to relight it. Now, again, we're basing ourselves in the Torah. Omeinu Rabbeinu, Adonai Rav David Zatzal. Rav Huna, Masechet Shabbos, says, Psilois Vishmanim, She'amru Chachamim, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Chanaka, Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol. Psilois Vishmanim. The Chachamim said, you don't lie with them on Shabbos, you don't lie with them on Chanukah. In other words, inferior wicks and oils, you don't lie with them, sigh during the week, and sigh on Shabbos. Why is that? Because Kasovar Zokuk Lo, Umutu L'Shtamish Lo, we hold Zokuk Lo, and Mutu L'Shtamish Lo, you have to relight it. And since you have to relight it, Rashi says, lechatchila you have to make sure it's a good wick and good oil, because if it goes out, you might not relight it. We're afraid you're going to be negligent. So memeila, make sure it's good. It's not inferior oil. That's number one. And mutar l'shtamish b'oiro, and you're allowed to use the light. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's also to use these inferior lights, because when you light an Erev Shabbos, Shemayata Letzerich Tashmish, Frek Taisavis, because you might use it, you might play around with the wick for your needs. Frek Taisavis, Dibra Maskel Mutter. How does Rav know that Rav Huna holds Mutter L'shtamish L'oiro? Maybe, really, Rav Huna holds Asur L'shtamish L'oiro. The reason I'm looking at Shabbos is because he holds that Kavsa Zakukla. And on Shabbos, he can't relight it. What do you have to come on? Says, as Tosis, to Chova. Why do you have to come on to Mutter L'shtamish L'oiro in order to answer the Shemesh on Shabbos? It's enough to say Kovs Zakukla. That should answer the Shemesh on Shabbos. So that's Tosis Kasha. And for Tosis, that in Cain Lo Havelay Lemer Ben B'Chol Ben B'Shabbos Kim V'Chataiva Havelay Lemer V'Likim Stam. Should have said Emadlikim Stam. If it's really one reason, then it should have said both. The fact that it distinguished between the two, so it means the two different reasons. That's Taisvis. Anachol Tzim Lagi Al Ramban. Ramban Kotev V'Ikala Meimar D'Svir Le L'Talmuda. Maybe the Gemara holds Kevin De B'Shabbos I Efshel Yizokik Lo Loi Chayshinan U'Madlikim B'Chol Hashmonim. And Kevin She Efshel Shelo Yichbu. Since on Shabbos you can't relight it, we're not choshesh, you can light with all of the oils. Because after shelo yichbu, afa pi shelefamim, shepam shekavim, lo echbaslan. So sometimes it's going to go out, we don't care. Since on Shabbos, you're not allowed to relight it, so you can use inferior wicks. Because maybe it won't go out. Even though it does go out, we don't care. And Shabbos, the mandel markovsa zokukla dina shava lechol, the mandel markovsa in zokukla. The Mandiyomer on Shabbos, the Mandiyomer holds Kovsa Zokukla, and Shabbos holds the din is like on the weekday of the Man Derma Kavsa Ein Zakuk La. Just like on a weekday, you're allowed to light with these inferior oils. And because I didn't have to relight it, so to one Shabbos, the Divrei HaKol. Zok de Ramban. According to the Man Derma, Kofs is Zokuk La, and Shabbos Kofs ain't Zokuk La. On Shabbos, you don't have to relight. And therefore, the reason you're not allowed to use inferior wicks. On Shabbos, you don't have to relight. And the reason you're not allowed to use inferior wicks is merely because of Mutter, Leishtamesh, Le'oiram. We're afraid you're going to play around with it. But the Man Derma Kofs is Zokuk La holds on Shabbos Kofs ain't Zokuk La. That's the chidush of the Ramban. The kasha is v'kvar niskasha b'zeh avnei nezer b'simen tof kuf beis sif koton yudalid she'im be'erev Shabbos. It's enough. L'hai man diomar, it's enough just to light it. So why shouldn't it be enough on the other days as well? Mechitesi, there should be a different chiyuv on the other days than an erev Shabbos. So the Lashon of the Ramban is Kevin de b'Shabbos yavshel lizokek l'loy chayshina. Since on Shabbos you can't fix it, we're not chayshesh and kofsel ain't zokuk lo. On Shabbos l'kulei alma, everyone holds that kofsel ain't zokuk because you can't fix it. We have to understand this very much. V'zet zorich biur tuva v'soiv soiv yechayvu lahadlik b'shmanim she'enem nichbim. So one second. Why don't we just say to him, listen, dude, light with good wicks. And if something happens, and something happens, what can we do? But at least in the first place, light with good wicks. So therefore, it appears that the correct girsa in the Ramban is B'Shabbos Lo Chayshinan Lo. Not since on Shabbos Yev Shali Zokik La, but rather the B'Shabbos Loi Chayshinan La. Umadlikin B'chol Hashmanim. On Shabbos we're not Chayshesh, and you can light with all the oils. And the reason is, because as we explain, even this man, the Amar, holds that the Ikir is the Maisa Hadlokeh. Just he holds that we consider it as if he's Madlik V'choizer U'Madlik Al Kol Shiuro. He's lighting again. But on Shabbos, this doesn't work. On Shabbos, it's Chil Shabbos. Like the Nemuke Yosef says. So therefore, we have to say that he did it all from before Shabbos. And if so, it must be there's no Maisa Hadlaka. Ela B'Shas Hadlaka Gam L'Hayim Adiyama. And Shabbos, all there is a Maisa Hadlaka B'Shas Hadlaka. B'Shapir Havale Kamandil L'Man D'Yama Kavse Eno Zakukla. And this is like the Man D'Yama Kavse Eno Zakukla. It was like this, and this is to amend what we said in the previous year. Previous year we spoke about how when you light it, you're relighting it every single second. And then we mentioned the svar of the Nemuka Yosef. But apparently what Rabbeinu was saying is as follows, that during the week, you don't come onto the svar of the Nemuka Yosef. During the week, when you light it, your mom is relighting it every second. And that's why this man, the Amar, holds that Kofsa ain't Zakukla. Kofsa Zakukla. Because you have to continuously relight it every second. And if it's not being continuously relit every second, then you're not Yotze. So yes, the Maisa Hadlaka is the mitzvah, but then you have another half hour worth of Maisa Hadlaka to do. But comes Shabbos, You can't say that he's doing a Maisa Hadlaka every second anew. You have to say it was all done from the get-go. And if it was all done from the get-go, then this is like the Mandi Omar Kofsa Ein Zakukla. You don't have to relight it every second. What you did at the start is enough. And what happens later relates to what you did at the start. But there's no chiyuv to relight it every second. There's no chiyuv to relight it every second on Shabbos. Al tchil Shabbos, because again, if you view the person like the Mukhe Yosef asked, if you view the person as relighting it every second, because Isha Mishum Chitzav, then how's he allowed to light a candle on Erev Shabbos? He's lighting it the entire Shabbos. The answer is no. That everything that happens later relates back to what he originally did. So if that's true, then he doesn't have to relight it every second. It's only during the week that he's relighting it every second. But on Shabbos, it all goes back to his original lighting. And Shabbos, we have a Shabbos problem. So we view it as if it's all being lit at the beginning, not that he's relighting it every second. So it comes out like this, that on Erev Shabbos, when he lights, he's just lighting once. And that's his only chiyuv. He doesn't have to relight it and relight it and relight it every second. So if it goes out, it goes out. And therefore the Kulei Alma, Kofsa, Eino Zakukla. But during the week, the Man D'Omer Kofsa Zakukla holds that it's relighting it every second. He lights at 4:40 and it's being relit at 4:41. He's relighting it at 4:42. He's relighting it at 4:43. So there's different mahalach of the lighting on Shabbos and during the week. During the week, we say he's relighting it every second. And on Shabbos, no. He's just doing it once. So just during, because during the week, he's relighting it every second. Because during the week, he's relighting it every second. So then it emerges that if it goes out, he has to relight it. Because he has to relight it continuously for a half hour. If he doesn't relight it continuously, so then he didn't do the mitzvah properly. So he's a mitzvah to light now and then to keep lighting it and lighting it and lighting it. But it's not like that on Shabbos, because we have a full Shabbos problem. Therefore on Shabbos, the only mitzvah is to light once. Can't say that on Shabbos there's a chiyuv to relight it and relight it and relight it. In real time, 4:41, 4:42, 4:43, because then it'll be Chil Shabbos. So for on Shabbos, you come onto the Svar of the Nemukah Yosef and you say, no. It all happened from the start. But during the week, you say that he's relighting and relighting and relighting it. And therefore, if it goes out, it goes out. And he has to relight it. So, in the previous year, we said that all week long it's like the Nemukah Yosef. And that it all relates back to what he did originally. When he lights Bizman, when he lights at 4:40, so at 4:41, he's lighting Mikoch 4:40. And at 4:48, he's lighting Mikoch 4:40. So it's not Chilul Shabbos. But if it goes out, then he has to relight it during the week, because it has to be relit the entire time. It doesn't matter when he's lighting it. It doesn't matter if he's lighting it b'shas ma'aser or not. It has to be that he's lighting it for the entire half hour. has to relight it and relight it and relight it. Whenever he's doing it, but it has to be that he's relighting. At 4:40, he's lighting for 4:51. At 4:40, he's lighting for 4:52. And therefore, Krav Sizakukla. That's what we said in the previous year. But now we're modifying that, if I'm reading Rabbeinu correctly, and we're saying that during the week, we only say the svara that it's all happening at 4:40 on Erev Shabbos. During the week, Lamaisa, he's lighting at 4:41 and 4:42 and 4:43 and 4:44. And if it goes out, he has to relight it. That explains why he would have to relight it, because during the week, when it goes out, he has the right, his permission to relight it, and therefore he has to, because we see him every second as if he's lighting it. In other words, we don't come onto him, Yosef Svar of it all having been done from the outset. During the week, he's lighting at 4:43, he's lighting at 4:44, he's lighting at 4:45. Only on Shabbos we say that it was all done at 4:40, when he originally did the lighting. So 4:48, he's lighting at 4:40. But on Shabbos, if it goes out, we don't require him to relight it, because he did his Maisa Hadlaka. And he's not chayv at 4:49 to light. He's only chayv at 4:40. And if it goes the entire time that at 4:40 it turns out that he lit at 4:49, great. And if not, not. During the week, he has to be lighting at 4:49, 4:50, and 4:51. And the male, if he's not, then he has to relight it. But in Shabbos, the whole chiyuv is to light at 4:40. He did his chiyuv. And you're right, what lights later is going to relate back to 4:40, so there's no chil Shabbos. But if it goes out, it goes out. Kav sein zakukla. Because he did his maisa that he had to do. And that's all that's required of him. So why can't one argue that at 4:40, he's obligated to light at 4:52? And if it goes out at 4:49, then he wasn't mekayem his mitzvah, so he shouldn't have to use the... the superior wicks, Altskavsa Zakkul Klal. But we're not saying that. The Ramban is holding, apparently, if we're reading this correctly, that during the week, you have to keep relighting it, keep relighting it, keep relighting it. And if it goes out, it goes out. And you have to relight it again. Relight it again is a superfluous. Went out, 4:52. So you have to relight it. You have to be lighting it at 4:52. Just lighting it at 4:40 is a continuous maisa. That's if you're relighting it at 4:52. But if it goes out at 4:49, then you have to relight it at 4:49, 4:50, 4:51, 4:52. And then when you relight it, it's a continuous maisa. But since on Shabbos you can't have the continuous maisa, it all goes back to 4:40. Really, you did your maisa at 4:40. It's a done deal. You don't have anything else to do. Kav sein zakkul klal b'Shabbos. Maybe that's the pshat. There's a lot of raid in this Ramban, which we're not going to get into. There's a siman on this in the Sefer Adas Yankif by the great tzaddik, the Novominsky Rebbe. And Moshe talks about this, others. So I hope that Rav Yaakov Edelstein, the Rav of Ramat HaSharon, so maybe in other shiurim we'll revisit this Ramban. Akoponim, Yesh Ladun Lefi Zeb and Mashenech Leku. So that explains the Man D'Amar Kav Sizakuk Lo during the week, but not on Shabbos. Yesh Ladun Leman D'Amar Lefa Beis HaLevi B'Chanukah Yom Eksav Sofer B'Tshuvis B'Orechaim B'Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet M'Yesh Namenin Lachzor L'Hadlik B'Shekav Sagam Saneros HaNoysof M'Shoysef B'Shum Hider. Is there an Inyan? We say it's an Inyan Lachzor L'Hadlik. You also B'Mar Chozer L'Hadlik. When the Neros HaNoisafin went out, that you added on Al-Tidr. What happens when the Mahudr Dik and Neros go out? Is there an Inyan Lahadlik again? The Beis HaLevi is Pashat to him. That there's an Inyan, Amalo. Ksav Sofer says that it's not. Misvara. As Lefi Dvarenu Nira'a, שכיוון שכנתבאר לכולי אלמה עיקרו בהיות הנר דלוקו, והדלקה היא רק עניין לעניין, לצאת ידי חובה. So since לכולי אלמה, as we explain, the Iker Mitzvah is that the nair is daluk, and the hadlaka is only in order to be yotzei your chayva. Im kacha, we can say in other words, you have a chiyuv to do the ma'isa hadlaka, but the Iker inyan lekulei alma is that it should be lit, it should be kindled. Once you lit, lekulei alma, the kafsa zakukla holds that. Kav saying Zakla holds, you did your mitzvah, you did your mitzvah. But he also agrees that it should be lit afterwards. Just he holds, once you did your mitzvah, you yotze. But the Kulei Alma, the inyan is that primarily that it should be dalek afterwards. Azim kacha yesh lomar, shelegabei ha-mehadrin, shebelav hachi, eino inyan shel chova. Anyway, it's not an inyan of chova. And the whole inyan is only klapi ikar inyan, shu lasot ner daluk. In other words, when you light the Iker Ner, that's to be Yotzei Dei Choyva. The Maisa Hadlaka is on the Iker Ner. That's to be Yotzei Dei Choyva. But the Nerot HaNosafim are only that they should be Daluk. There's a hidur that they should be Daluk, not to be Yotzei Dei Choyva. Yotzei Dei Choyva, the first one. So the inyan of the other Neros are that they should be Dlukim. That's why you're lighting them. V'ad Rabba Kolin, you know, Rak B'zeh. That's all it's about. And therefore it's pashut that kavs is zakukla. So when we hold kavs ain't zakukla, you're yotze, you don't have to do anything else. But that's only talking about the ikar candle. This question is a yotze or not yotze. You're yotze with your ma'aseh hadlaka. So manamar kavs ain't zakukla holds. Okay, shalom al Yisrael, you did what you had to do. And you can feel good about yourself. Great. And because you did your mitzvah, you should always feel good about yourself. Chas v'shalom, I mean that sarcastically. You should always feel good. And you should feel good here. You did your mitzvah. Sarcasm isn't a good meter. But the Maner Markovsa, Zogugla holds, no, but there's also an inyan that it should be daluk. So you have to make sure that you fulfill that as well. When you come to the Neiros Mahajan, everybody agrees that it's not just to be yotze. You're already yotze. So therefore, here the inyan is that it should be dalek. Memeil lekuli alma kafsa zakukla. V'gamim no im neima loikain. Even if you say not like that, and there's an inyan of mahadrin, gam klape ma'isad loka, that the mahadrin includes even the ma'isad loka. Not only does it include the that it's lit afterwards, but it's also the Ma'isad Laka, which is debatable. V'dina mahadrin nikbaka klape oifin shal ner achiyuv. Avo pshita shish b'zeh nyan lachzor ladlik ki nyan shishno b'ner achiyuv. But it's pashit, there's an inyan to relight it. It was the ner achiyuv, it could be. You did the ner achiyuv. So you did your achiyuv. And you're done with it. Even though you wanted to light afterwards, if it didn't, it didn't. But you were yotze, so you don't have anything else to do. But klape the neiros of mahadrin, pashtus, you can say that it's just that they should be lit. And therefore it's pashtus. If it goes out, then you should light it again, because then you know that they should be lit. Why does it help that you lit it the first time? But if you hold, there's also an inyan of the etzem ma'aseh hadlaka, but there's also an inyan that should be lit afterwards. Therefore if it goes out, relight it. So this would seem to sound like the Beis Halevi, that you should relight it. Unless you say that no. But what are the Neiros Hidur? The only din of the Neiros Hidur is that the Ma'isa Hadlaka. It's a din Naisaf. It's not Mitzad Ikra Mitzvah. It's Mitzad Ikra Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to light, and that it should be lit. So you lit. And once you're Yotzei Yirkar Mitzvah, Yotzei Yirkar Mitzvah. But in the Mahadran, since there's a, so you don't have to do it again. But in the Mahadran, anyway, it's not to be Yotzei Yirkar Mitzvah. So make sure that it's relit. Because it's only Klape either it's only klape or also klape, the fact that it keeps being, that it should continuously be lit. So therefore, relight it. Unless you say, so therefore, the like the Beis HaLevi to relight it. Unless you say no. That all the din in the Neiros and Mahadrin are, is a din in the Maisa Hadlak, and that's it, and not that it should be lit. And then it would be like the Ksav Sefer, that once you lit, you lit. If it goes out, it goes out. So we saw the Rashba, that even that according to the Mandi Amar, Kof se zakuk lo, yesh lo lachzor ulevarech uladlik. That man the Amar holds kaf se zakuk lo, that you should make a new bracha. Sharei lahay man the Amar omnam kishe kafta chaser lo ata lahadlik. Ve'achshavu mekayma, ve'achshavu mekayma. Because according to this man the Amar, when it goes out, he's lacking the lahadlik. Now he's Mekayimit. Because Mekav Sezakukla holds that he has a mitzvah, a continuous mitzvah, every second. So he has to light it 440, 441, 442, 448, 453, 456. So if it goes out at 451, he has to relight it because he's lacking the 452, 453. He has a continuous mitzvah to relight and relight it. And if you need a brach of Lahadlik, according to the man de'omer of Mekav Sezakukla. Ella. That the Mandi Omer Kof Sein Zakukla holds that the Kanes Chachamim and the Chiyuv Asiya Ner Chanukah is only on the mice, the first mice that had Loko. And that's like the Nemuke Yosef Legabe Erev Shabbos. As the Mukhe Yosef Legabe Erev Shabbos holds, that when you lit on Erev Shabbos, all goes back. In other words, yeah, when you lit on Erev Shabbos at 440, your Shabbos candles. So at 453, it's not that you're lighting at 453, it's that you're lighting at 440. So therefore, your whole Chiv, according to the Mandemar of Kofsa Zokogla, is like the Mukhe Yosef, that your only Chiv to light is at 440. And you're right, the 453 lighting relates back to 440. To 440, it relates back to the 453. Relates back to the lighting at 440. But you did your lighting at 440, so you don't have to make sure that at 453 the lighting will, and 454, 455, the lighting will relate back to the 440. Your only chiyuv is to do the lighting at 440, and everything relates back to then. So whatever it's lit, it's lit, and when it goes out, it goes out. Kav sein zakukla. So the man diyamayr kav sein zakukla holds you relighting it every second because you have to relight it. You have to make a bracha according to the Rashba. According to the Manu Kavsa, like the Mukhe Yosef says, when you lit it, everything goes back to when you lit it. And therefore, you did your mitzvah, and that's it. Yes, Yisho Mishum Chitzav, it's your arrows, you're shooting your arrows, but you're all shooting them now. You did your shooting now, that's all you have to do. Taka the Chachma Shleima brings this to Mukhe Yosef. Misfasemis also talks about it. Ayn Shem Mashakasav the Chof Aleph Amar Aleph on Rashi Dibor Maskel Zakukla. Also look in the Avnei Nezer and Simon Tovkov Beis. Ayn Shem, maybe for a different time. We made in the first year with Pshat Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah. We said, if you're contrasting it with Hanacha Oisa Mitzvah, and Lahalaka Oisa Mitzvah, so there you want to say, which one's doing the Mitzvah? That's the Machalikas. But here just say, HaMitzvah, HaMitzvah, HaMitzvah. No, Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah. You're right. The mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, is that the ner is daluk. But the chiyuv shel mitzvah, the chiyuv is only on the asiyah. The chiyuv is on the maisa mitzvah. Your obligation, but the Torah obligates you, as we discussed in the previous year. The Torah obligates you that you do this maisa mitzvah of hadlaka. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes hadlaka oisa mitzvah, that the maisa mitzvah is the hadlaka. There's a maisa here. That's what the Torah obligates you. And that's hadlaka oisa mitzvah. The hanushasiyah shal zeish no achiyuv hamitzvah hu hadlaka yadlaka. The asiyah on which there's a chiyuv is the hadlaka. In other words, because the fact that it's doluk is not your asiyah. There's only a chiyuv on the asiyah. And therefore the chiyuv is on the lighting. That's the only thing the Torah obligates you on. The Rabbanim are obligating you. Because they're obligating you on asiyahs. Not that a reality should be. But on your maisa. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes hadlaka oisa mitzvah. There's a chiyuv here on a maisa hadlaka. That's your chiyuv. And a chinami. It should be lit afterwards also. A kuli alma. But your chiyuv is on the maisa hadlaka. And once you're a yotze, you're yotze. This is the kuli alma that the chiyuv is on the maisa hadlaka, as we explained the previous year. But or 2 years ago. But me'ever lezeh, everybody holds that it should be lit afterwards. Everybody holds it should be lit after. Everyone holds the chiv and the ma'isa mitzvah, and everyone should be lit afterwards. The only difference is that l'man de'omer, from this yisoid that the chiv is only on the asiya, once you did your asiya nechinam, it should be lit afterwards, but it's not. You're yotze zayin. So oisa mitzvah, everyone agrees that there's a ma'isa mitzvah not laka. El shemikoch yisod zan an kaimalan shekaftai no zakukla. Chay shekanal asiyai rak al ma'isa ad laka atzma v'lo ad laka sheyesh nachakachai de koichay. But we therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says vayter, okay, but kofse ainu zakukla. Why? Because the asiyah is only on the ma'isa ad laka itself, not on that laka that's going to come afterwards ay de koichay. Nechinami is also lighting in 441, 442, 443. But the Yikr Maisa is the, but his Maisa is at 440. And therefore, if it goes out, it went out. His Maisa, meaning according to the Mandar Makov Seinu Zakukla, he only has to do a Maisa. You're right, it has to be lit afterwards. It has to be lit every second later. We said it's Mandar Makov Seinu Zakukla. He's lighting it at 440, and it should be lit afterwards. Mikach the 440. It should be dalek afterwards, but if it's not, he was already yotze. He doesn't have to light at 453 and 454 and 455. He only has the chiyuv to do the ma'is at 440. And that's it. He did it at 440. You're right. He wants it to go until the whole half hour. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. Kavsein zokukla. He did his ma'itzis yotzisai. The other man derma holds no. Kavsein zokukla holds that he has a chiyuv at 440, or 441, or 442, or 443. And therefore goes out zakukla. But l'kuli alma, everybody agrees that hadlaka is a mitzvah. That the ma'isa mitzvah is a ma'isa mitzvah in the hadlaka. That's the ma'isa that you're mechuyev in. Question is that continue vayter? There also a chiyuv hadlaka at 441, 442, kavsa zakukla holds yes. Kavsa zakukla holds no. You want it to be lit later on, mikach what you did at 440, but if it's not, it's not. That's why Shulchan Aruch is very good in his lashon. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah. Okay, ahuvai, yididai, morai, v'rabotai. Yesh lanu od harbe mal ledaber. Az ani mevakesh mikem to stay tuned. And hopefully we'll be zechut to see more neflos from Torah Hashem. It's amazing that we were able to learn this. It's such a bracha. And hopefully we will see more neflos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And let us always remember that sof davar, hakol nishma, et Elokim yira, v'et mitzvotav shmor, ki zeh kol Adam. Shalom, shalom, uvai, yididai. For the nether, we will continue. Shalom, shalom.